This is the Press Play Podcast, brought to you by Real Resilience.
This is part two of a two-part podcast where, in the conversation, we are still talking heads. Before getting into our interview, I want to touch on an area that always causes great debate when it comes to heads: wear and relapping. After, has it been recapped? The next question, whenever the condition of a machine is discussed, is, what are the heads like? Tape is effectively rusty iron particles glued to a backing, and running it across the heads, either in record or replay, will induce wear in both. Obviously, the tape is moving, so the wear is distributed along the length of the tape, but the poor old heads take the brunt every time a tape is run through the machine. Over time, regardless of the material the head is made from, wear will occur across the face until it will open up the gap in the magnetic poles of the magnet within the head, thereby making the head useless. The wear pattern will appear as a flat patch across the rounded face of the head, the shape of which will be dictated by the contact area the head has with the tape. Head positioning factors such as azimuth, zenith, height and wrap will all play a part. Incidentally, if you're unfamiliar with these terms, I have a handy guide to headwear on the Real Resilience website, which I'll tell you how to get later. To restore the rounded profile of the head, we can do a thing called relapping. Now, this process actually involves further wear on the head by smoothing out the patch contours to restore the profile and to give the head extended life. HF flutter can be an indication of uneven wear, so relapping can restore some of the audio qualities of the head by making the patches of the tape over it smooth again. The relapping process takes a certain level of skill to do, not just in the actual lapping process, but setting the head back up on the head block afterwards. So it's suggested that you search for a reputable company with experience. Now, since the head block itself is not that heavy, sending the whole lot abroad may not be cost prohibitive. Once lapped, the heads are set back up on the block and should be adjusted for height, zenith and wrap, leaving the azimuth to be adjusted when the audio sections of the machine are lined up. As I mentioned, I have a free guide to headwear available on the Real Resilience website. The address is www.realresilience.co.uk. That's RealResilience, all one word, .co.uk. And on the homepage, go to the Downloads tab at the top right. Enter your email address and you'll get access to a number of free PDF reports for you to download.
Find the Press Play podcast on SoundCloud and our YouTube channel. Just search for Real Resilience.
In part one, we spoke to Peter Van Rompuy, sales director of AM Belgium. This episode sees us in northwest Italy, near Torino, talking to Photovox Technology. Like AM Belgium, they never really left the magnetic head manufacturing game, and we'll hear about that soon. I spoke to Federica Galantino in sales and one of the owners, Andrea Barbuto, about the company and the service it offers. We start with Federica telling us about the history of Photovox Technology.
Photovox Technology started its activity in 2014, and we are a spin-off of former Photovox, which is a very long established company dating back to 1951. And since the beginning, Photovox has always been producing magnetic heads used for different applications: parking, ticketing, money control, as well as for audio and film equipments. And along the years, the heads used in the sound technology, the production was dismissed because the quantity requested by the customers began to lower, while the number of people employed kept growing. So the company decided to focus their production lines towards different fields. And unluckily, the company went bankruptcy 2 years ago, the Photovox SRL. And Photovox Technology started in 2014, continuing the production of magnetic heads. The company now is owned by two former employees, which are Andrea and Giuseppe, and then there is a third owner. Just recently, we are trying to go back to the reel-to-reel devices because we understood there is still a certain interest on these applications. There are really affectionate people loving these devices, And we thought, well, we know how to manufacture these heads. We have all the knowledge to produce them. And so we are trying to go back to this field.
With Photovox making heads for non-audio applications meant the company could still trade. So now they are making heads for audio applications. What sizes do they make? Quarter inch, half inch, 2 inch?
Yes, we make all of them. And for some models, we have some stock. For instance, at the moment, we have some stock of butterfly heads. For other models, we need to start, the manufacturing process. Even if they are not butterfly, as I told you before, we can manufacture different kinds of heads. And the standard lead time is 4-6 weeks from order receipt.
Holding stock items or fulfilling special requests is always a juggling act for companies dealing with a niche market. So who do they make heads for?
Most of them, they are standard production, meaning that they follow standard requests for Revox or Studer machines. For some of them, for example, for the some kinds of butterfly heads, we have them in stock. For other models, we need to manufacture them. If the customer has some specific needs, we can customize them. For instance, maybe they need a different fixing. It's just an example, and we can easily do it. In our company, we have a tooling department, so we can manufacture most of the components needed inside the Photovox technology. So we do not need an external supplier.
And what kind of production runs do they produce?
It depends, it's according. We try to satisfy as many requests as we receive. Sometimes we produce higher batches, let me say 10-12 heads per time. And sometimes if the customer requires just a record head and a playback head, okay, that's no problem for us. We manufacture just the two of them.
I was interested to find out from Photovox if they only service the open reel market, or were they making cassette heads too? Director of the company, Andrea Barbuto, was clear on this.
No more for cassette technology, only for reel-to-reel device. The business is less business in the cassette.
Okay, so no luck for cassette deck owners then. Like AM Belgium, Photovox agree the sub-market of cassette decks is just too small to be viable. And that will mean interesting times ahead for fans of the format when it comes to keeping their machines running. Staying with Andrea, the director with the electronics background, who incidentally complements the mechanical skills of co-director Giuseppe Lucari, I wanted to know if Photovox were open to making heads for less common machines or ones requiring non-standard products. For instance, could I send him an example of the head I wanted?
We can try to make this your sample. Of course, we need to check in our warehouse if we have some spare parts or components to be able to make a new ones. Because if we have a huge warehouse, we have 10,000 drawing of different kind of magnetic heads, because we start in 1951, which the name Photovox. So we have a historic, very, very huge database and warehouse. But I need to check, of course, if we have the spare parts and we can do it.
So Photovox makes standard heads, can modify them and provide bespoke ones. But how can I buy them? Online? Direct from them in Italy?
Well, every single sale is managed directly directly in our premises. We have a couple of, agents in the UK market. We have a very long-lasting relationship with Mr. Terry Summers from Summerton. And he was already cooperating with the former Photovox, the old company. And now from time to time, we still cooperate with him. And also we deal with Phil Taylor from Effect Road for our Binson heads.
The thing I wonder about this audio format we love is it just a fad? Will it go as quickly as it arrived? Certainly, at Real Resilience, I've seen a massive upturn in interest in the last 12 months. So I'm interested in what those companies at the sharp end of production think of the longevity of interest. Firstly, what was Federica's experience of demand so far?
Honestly, I started just end of June, let me say, to focus again on this field. Because during the last 6 years, we received some random requests. I have a Studer, I have a Revox, can you make them, can you produce them? And while just recently I tried to join as many groups as I found on Facebook, and I understood that the request was still high, because honestly we completely forgot about this field. Because when we first started as Photovox Technology, our main production lines were focused for different applications. And so it's just now that we are receiving different requests, and I posted some pictures of our own production, and I received different emails or messages. So it's we are focusing on it just now.
And how long did you think interest will last?
Oh, it's a hard question. We received, since I posted the first pictures on Facebook, we received so many requests from countries all around the world. So I think that there is still a huge interest in these machines. A few days ago, a potential customer told me, "Why don't you make the support for your butterfly head in brass, because we provide them in aluminium." And I told him, "Look, I do not use brass because it's too expensive. The price of the head will increase." And he replied me, "No way, because if you provide me a head having a brass support, that the sound will be better. So I'm willing to spend more money if the quality of the sound is better." So for us, it's a different point of view, because if I compare this reply to the situation of other fields in which we are dealing, it's totally different. Usually we need to provide good quality heads with the lowest possible price. It seems that for real-to-real devices, the situation is different. People are more focused on the quality instead of the price. So, I don't know, maybe... I mean, we are very positive about this new field in which we are going back.
Positive comments from Federica Galantino of Photovox Technology about the confidence in the future of open reel recording. It seems that we owners are willing to outlay not inconsiderable sums to get the best quality we can out of our machines, which is great news for the future and all who are concerned with them. My thanks go to Federica and the directors, Andrea Babuto, and although you did not hear from him, he was present at the interview, Giuseppe Licari. You can find their website at www.photovoxtech.it. That's Photovox Tech, PHOTOVOXTECH.IT. Federica mentioned the Facebook pages she was posting on. Visit the usual and popular groups on Facebook, and I'm sure you'll find the images of their heads. Incidentally, Federica mentioned during her answer about purchasing heads, Terry Summers of Summertone. Now, he's UK-based and sells a range of their products, and he's also my go-to person for head relapping too. I believe he accepts international clients too, so if your heads need a lap and there's no one locally, I'm sure he can help. Sending the complete block to him won't be too expensive, and he does a great job. I will try and see if he's willing to appear on the podcast at a later date. And talking of head relapping again, it brings us nicely full circle to where we started. Heads are really where it all ends and starts in getting the sound onto and off the tape. And I'm glad we have, at least to my knowledge, three companies, counting JRF Magnetics in the US, AM Belgium in Belgium, obviously, and of course Photovox Technology in Italy, who still produce new products for us.
Subscribe to the Press Play podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Google, or wherever you get your pods.
We stay in the Mediterranean for the next episode of Press Play, when I'll be speaking to Kostas Metaxas, currently in sunny Greece, about his company Metaxas & Sins and the two new tape recorders he has brought to market, the TRX and the Papillon. It's a great listen, and I hope you can join me. Don't forget the free reports on the heads and headwear on the Real Resilience website. You can find it along with others, such as advice on buying a reel-to-reel machine and a history of the use of tape by the BBC. As a result of a Facebook post, I'm currently creating a report on connecting up your machine to other equipment. Now, some of us take this for granted, but with new people joining us all the time, such questions as what are phono, DIN or professional levels, or what's an RCA or an XLR connector, do arise. So that should be on the site to download in time. That's it for this episode of Press Play, the podcast dedicated to all things tape and tape recorder. My thanks again to all at Photovox Technology and to Peter at AM Belgium. I'm glad we got our heads together.
Find Real Resilience on the web at realresilience.co.uk and on our Facebook page, Real Resilience.
7-inch or 10.5-inch reels, nab hubs or those funny screw-down things. Size and security matters when it comes to these machines we all love, so let's keep it real. Hello, Ian Betson here. Thanks for listening to this podcast. Now, I have a favour to ask. If you're listening via Spotify, please follow this episode and the previous ones and share them too. Same if you get your pods via iTunes, please share away. In fact, please do the same wherever you get your pods. It's the law of the jungle out there, and what you do will make a difference. Thanks in advance. Until the next time, keep it real.